then the eight freedoms that bring about the unique occasion. Am I free in the way that these eight freedoms suggest? Am I free from the extremes of hindrances to practice? Three root poisons of hatred, ignorance, craving. Free of addiction, obsession, willful ignorance. Am I free from the extremes of complacency, self-centered arrogance, envy? Am I free from those extremes? Am I free enough? Am I free from extremes of pain, from extremes of pleasure? Am I free from identifying with realms other than this human one? Is it true that I'm not a hell being, not a hungry ghost, not an animal, not a long-lived god? Is that true? So then reflect on the consequences of not being in those realms. Being free from extreme negative and positive mental states. Free from unremitting pain. Free from long-lived pleasure. So I've balanced enough conditions to make choices. Change the conditions and circumstances in my life. Free to use my intelligence, sensitivity, self-reflexive awareness, capacity to choose, free to use all that. Put all of that in the service of well, of what? Live free from the fear of lawlessness. Is that true? Able to depend on stable social structures. Is that true? With free access to knowledge and culture. Is that true? could put my life in the service of all that. I live in a time when a Buddha has appeared, and his teaching is still flourishing. I could put my life in the service of all that. I could live in the sphere of influence of the Buddha. I'm free to do that or not. What is it that I have faith in this life? And how does that express itself?